Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 38. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. For your arrows have sunk into me, and your hand has come down on me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head. Like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and fester because of my foolishness. I am utterly bowed down and prostrate. All the day I go about mourning. For my sides are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. O Lord, all my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength fails me, and the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My friends and companions stand aloof from my plague, and my nearest kin stand far off. Those who seek my life lay their snares. Those who seek my hurt speak of ruin and meditate treachery all day long. But I am like a deaf man. I do not hear, like a mute man who does not open his mouth. I have become like a man who does not hear and in whose mouth are no rebukes. But for you, O Lord, do I wait. It is you, O Lord, my God, who will answer me. For I said, only let them not rejoice over me who boast against me when my foot slips. For I am ready to fall, and my pain is ever before me. I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. But my foes are vigorous. They are mighty, and many are those who hate me wrongfully. Those who render me evil for good accuse me because I follow after good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. I find this psalm, a heart-wrenching prayer of lament of David, deeply sorrowful because of the guilt David feels over his horrible sins against God, but also deeply comforting because of the incredible measure of hope that David rightly places in the Lord and God of his salvation. If you yourself have ever suffered in the deepest places of your body and soul because of your own sins, I've no doubt that this psalm will also strike a chord with you as it has for me. When we suffer because of our own foolish words and deeds, we often find ourselves nearly incapable of even getting up in the morning. So crushed are we by the burden of guilt and shame, painfully aware of God's law and our own disobedience. In this psalm, David is suffering from his guilty conscience, yet continues to rely on God for rescue and salvation. Martin Luther is known to have loved the book of Psalms, reminding us that they are always Christ-centered and down-to-earth, as they relate so well to the lives of every Christian, guiding and comforting us in our day-to-day lives. Requests for help and protection, words of thanksgiving for the many blessings to us, and especially forgiveness and salvation, all found in the fulfillment of Jesus Christ. Here is what Martin Luther wrote about Psalm 38 in his book titled Reading the Psalms with Luther. The 38th Psalm is a psalm of prayer in which the psalmist laments over his sins, on account of which his conscience despairs and is greatly afflicted, and can see nothing but God's arrows, that is, God's anger, threats, death, and hell. These sorrows consume marrow and bone, strength and fluids. They disfigure the appearance and the complexion, and alter one's total understanding and demeanor. To truly feel one's sins and despair over a guilty conscience is the torture above all torture. Moreover, outward persecutors add to this comfort, pursuing the righteous in their conscience and boasting that God is with them and against the righteous. And because God here holds back his comfort, this terror in the heart follows, that God is angry with them on account of their sins. Martin Luther continues, but for all that, the psalmist teaches us to hold fast and not despair. He teaches us to arm ourselves with prayer against their boasts, to lay claim to God's promise and take hold of it to the proper end, namely, that we be godly and righteous before God. Then the comfort of faith will flow again. Likewise, we too should pray and not despair in any anxiety, even though we are sinners and feel sharply the burden and assault of our sins. Those are strong words from Luther, but also helpful. And this is the hidden beauty of the law. It accuses us by showing us our sins, as the Apostle Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 3, verse 20. For by works of the law no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. And then after that, we can experience fully the soothing words of the gospel, which is forgiveness in Christ Jesus. You may have heard that there are three uses of the law. First, it acts as a curb to our evil actions, helping to keep order in the world. Secondly, it acts as a mirror, showing us our sins. And thirdly, it acts as the rules for living a Christian life. God allows all three of these uses to work for our own good, leading us to repentance and a refreshing life of absolution of all our sins in the glory of the gospel. We are not saved by obedience to God's laws, but only by the truth that Jesus, as our substitute, fulfilled the law, suffering and dying on the cross in our place, for the atonement of our sins, that we might never be separated from God, but have eternal life. Paul's words to Titus in chapter 3, verses 4 through 7, are ours also. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. It isn't pleasant to be disciplined. It doesn't feel good when we suffer because of guilty consciences. It is especially difficult to bear other people's taunts and ridicule when we already feel bad enough for our wrongdoings. But through it, we learn to fear the Lord. We become like the psalmist, deaf and mute to the false charges against us, because we know that God is still with us. He forgives us and loves us, whether we are able to put it into words or not. God will not forsake us, ever, even when we are suffering guilt and shame. He will never leave us, never give us more than we can bear, never stop loving us. Because of Christ's victory over Satan, death, and hell, our salvation and eternal life is secure in Christ Jesus our Lord. Remember God's promise in the words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 56. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. O Lord God Almighty, we are in your hands. You pronounce us sinners, and we accept the truth of your word. May we be quick to confess our sin. Thank you for leading us to this confession through your law and promises. Keep us alive, O blessed and faithful Redeemer, for in you alone do we trust. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.